December 11, meekness under trial. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. Philippians 1:14, New International Version. By Paul's example, Christians were impelled to greater energy as advocates of the cause from the public labors of which Paul had been withdrawn. In these ways were the apostle's bonds influential, so that when his power and influence seemed cut off, and to all appearance he could do the least, then it was that he gathered sheaves for Christ in fields from which he seemed fully excluded. Before the close of that 2 years imprisonment, Paul was able to say, "My bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places," Philippians 1:13. And among those who sent greetings to the Philippians, he mentions chiefly them that are of Caesar's household. Patience as well as courage has its victories. By meekness under trial, no less than by boldness and enterprise, souls may be won to Christ. The Christian who manifests patience and cheerfulness under bereavement and suffering, who meets even death itself with the peace and calmness of an unwavering faith, may accomplish for the gospel more than he could have effected by a long life of faithful labor. Often when the servant of God is withdrawn from active duty, the mysterious providence which our short-sighted vision would lament is designed by God to accomplish a work that otherwise would never have been done. Let not the follower of Christ think, when he is no longer able to labor openly and actively for God and his truth, that he has no service to render, no reward to secure. Christ's true witnesses are never laid aside. In health and sickness, in life and death, God uses them still. When through Satan's malice the servants of Christ have been persecuted, their active labors hindered, when they have been cast into prison or dragged to the scaffold or to the stake, it was that truth might gain a greater triumph. As these faithful ones sealed their testimony with their blood, souls hitherto in doubt and uncertainty were convinced of the faith of Christ and took their stand courageously for him. From the ashes of the martyrs has sprung an abundant harvest for God. The apostle and the associate workers might have argued that it would be vain to call to repentance and faith in Christ the servants of Nero, but Paul did not reason thus. In faith he presented the gospel to these souls, and among those who heard were some who decided to obey at any cost. Notwithstanding obstacles and dangers, they would accept the light and trust God to help them let their light shine forth to others. Acts of the Apostles, page 464 to 466.